The Guardian. So many of us today have entrusted our personal lives to social media platforms and the cloud servers of giant technology corporations. Gone are the days we're likely to keep a memory box full of photographs under the bed. We upload our pictures to Instagram, or we use Snapchat, where actually the fact your photo disappears quickly is part of the whole appeal. We feel pretty safe trusting Gmail to preserve all our letters or Facebook to keep an embarrassing historical record of our status updates. But the thing with these digital platforms we use every day is that lots of this information isn't actually worth preserving. We post and we interact on a daily basis, but let's say we wanted to gather like the meaningful mementos of our lives in one place. What's the equivalent of a memory box for the digital age? This week on Chips with Everything, I'm Lee Alexander, and our guests are Arno Bressier and Ziad Wakim, who founded a new company called Kumbu in response to this very question.
So I'm Arno, I'm the co-founder and in charge of marketing and making our users happy at Kumbu.
My name is Ziad Wakim. I've been in archiving or information systems for a long time.
So it started a few years back with Ziad, and he came to me and told me he wondered what he would transmit to his children. The vast majority of his memories and the memories of his children were digital. So he wanted to build a service to help him preserve his memories. The problem was there was none at that time. So I also felt concerned about it. I'm a digital native, I'm 33. And I've used so many services in the past, you know, I've been on ICQ, MSN Messenger, I've had many different email accounts, you know.
Yeah, I'm about the same age, and I also have that experience of, you know, transitioning from my youthful internet presence of Hotmail accounts and live journals and MySpaces and all that into a business-friendly online life. But now the only way for me to look back on my youth and those memories, if indeed I want to, is to try to break back into all those old accounts, and they're all over the place.
So I felt concerned about it because I lost many, many, many content in the past simply because the service closed or because I moved on. You know, I wanted to have a more business-friendly email address, for instance. So I closed my MSN Hotmail email and I lost everything. These emails I'd like to find back today. It's the story of my life when I was a teenager or when I was living in Mexico 10 years back now. I'm sure there would be some hidden gems. So we started talking about it, and this is how we started building Kumbu.
Ziad and Arno call Kumbu a souvenir box for the digital era.
In the past, we used to have a physical box where we would put our pictures and letters, love letters. And now we don't really have that because everything is digital. So we wanted to give the opportunity to people like us to have the possibility to choose what they want to save for later, you know? Because everything we do online isn't really interesting. There's a lot of stuff that we don't want to save, actually. So it's not meant to save everything we do online, but to preserve just the memories that we care.
So I'm here in the studio with my producer, Ian Chambers. Hi,
hello,
Ian.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm always bullying you into coming on and talking about your lens on these so-called digital native stories, because in many ways you've kind of endeavored to avoid becoming dependent on this ecosystem of platforms, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess my big objection is to be sort of connected all the time. So things like the iPhone camera, I would like that. I quite like the idea of being able to sort of store my images, and on my Nokia C1, the images aren't great quality, has to be said. They're not ones that you want to print out and put on your wall.
But you reproduce them in the form of paintings.
I do, yes, oil paintings, which may be, you know, labour intensive, but so satisfying.
So that's your archiving method.
Yeah.
And you helped me with the tech podcast.
Exactly. What's not to like about that?
No, I mean, I love it. But do you have an archive of things you've put online? Is there a trail at all of your digital life? Does something like this appeal to you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the main things are photos and music. So music that I've made, photos I've taken on an SLR, because obviously I don't have an iPhone. And yeah, cloud storage I've just started doing because my friend's studio tragically burnt down recently. No one was hurt, but everything that he had, all of his projects were destroyed. So I just thought, you've got to do something about this. We've all got these old hard drives, but obviously they get out of date. You can't use them with the latest operating systems. So cloud storage is something that I do. I haven't got access to my old MySpace account, all that kind of stuff. I've got music on there that doesn't exist in other places.
So there are some things that you wish you saved.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. That's horrible about the studio, by the way.
Yeah, we just recorded a drama there 2 weeks before, and then it went up. Yeah, they pulled out his PC, and miraculously it booted up, so he got all that stuff.
Oh, well, that's lucky. But, you know, maybe you can give something like Kumbu a try and see. The service has officially opened in beta just a few months ago, and it's currently a web application that lets you store and browse memories using a Chrome extension. It sends whatever you press to the app to go back to later.
We want to give the opportunity to mix different memories together. For instance, for a wedding or for holidays with some friends, you may want to mix Facebook memories with some pictures that you took on your smartphone or with Instagram of your friend, you know? You can create collection and mix all these memories back together, even if they come from different platforms. Now, on the look and feel, we try as much as we can to use the source look and feel. We want a Facebook post to look like a Facebook post because it's where it comes from. Same goes for an Instagram.
And the Kumbu co-founders feel we're in a time that more and more people are really starting to want a solution like this.
There are many people that are concerned with their data. You know, everybody's talking about hacking and many bad things that can happen to your social profiles and everything. So there are more and more people concerned about preserving their digital memories. That is for sure. Because it's part of our identity, you know, it's who we are. It's a starting trend, I think, because it has been only 15 or 10 years maybe since we started using the web so much and social networks. So people are starting to get into it, really. They start to think about it. It's happening. You can see, for instance, that Facebook is creating some features to find back memories, you know. You can have some sort of bookmarks and moments on Instagram, for instance. So yeah, it's an emerging thing that is happening. People are more and more preoccupied by it.
The service has just opened, and the team says their focus is on just building it out, figuring out what the current users need. Currently, Arno says Kumbu has users from 480 cities across 5 continents, and that this could be evidence of the preservation concerns we're starting to have. If you want to look into joining the free beta yourself, it's at getkumbu.com. For now, let's take a short break, and when we come back, this is all more complicated than it sounds, and there are actually some fascinating business and infrastructure challenges associated with archiving and curation. Kumbu's Ziad Wakim is here to explain why. Stay tuned. We'd like to recommend another great podcast from The Guardian, Politics Weekly. If you're keen to keep abreast of UK and international news and politics, then this podcast is for you. The team unwind the spin and delve into the key issues that drive the people in power. To find out more, go to guardian.com/podcasts or search Politics Weekly in your favorite podcasting app. Welcome back to Chips with Everything. I'm Lee Alexander, and we've been talking with the co-founders of Kumbu, a new service that's trying to offer us something like a souvenir box for the digital age, where our personal information is being stored in increasingly haphazard and forgettable ways. Here's Ziad Wakim.
So there's a challenge for archiving this kind of content because it's not something that looks like a physical archive, right? When we are archiving things like PDFs and files, ultimately those are digital representations of physical stuff, like a document or a book. But a Facebook post or a Twitter post doesn't have a physical equivalent, because what you want to keep really is the content, but also some of the social context, maybe comments, maybe likes. So you have to think in terms of digitally native content, right? Something that doesn't have a physical equivalent. So we set out trying to figure out both a good format for storing it and archiving it in a way that could be preserved across a lifetime, and also trying to represent it and display it in a way that is as close as the original. So currently we're doing both, which means that we're storing one flavor of that content in a way that an XML format that can be processed and can be reasonably future-proof. And then there's an HTML format that you can look on the web or in a mobile browser that sort of looks like the original piece of content that you wanted to archive.
There are still a lot of challenges involved with this. How does Kumbu get the content, given that a lot of these services are pretty opaque to external developers and not very inviting for them?
So going through a browser extension, it allows us to do that from the position of the person looking at the content and not from what the property where that content resides allows you to grab from that content. The second challenge is how do you store it in a way that makes sense for representation, but also for preservation. Beyond that, how do you do that in a way that can live beyond the service that you're providing? So one of the things that we wanted to do from the start is have a way for people to archive their content and store it or download it from our platform so that even if we cease to exist or even if we change our way of working and it doesn't please them, they still can keep it and they still can keep it in a way where they can access it in a way that makes sense. So for example, today, if you ask for a download of your Facebook data, you can get that, but you get that in a format that is not human readable. You can, and I'm sure people will come up with all kinds of software to transform it and make it look nice. But what I really want is that if you download your content from Kumbu, you can still access it in a way that reminds you of the original app.
The tough question I had for the Kumbu team is, if we decide we need archiving, how do I know that saving something on Kumbu is going to be more reliable or organized than what I've got with these gigantic and established and hopefully fail-proof companies like Google?
Yeah, that's a challenge. I think there are several ways we address that, but one of them is allowing people to actually download their stuff locally and store it outside of Kumbu if they want to. A couple of features that we're adding to the service will also allow them to store it directly on their Dropbox or on their connected hard drives so that they can control the actual storage. I think the key challenge is even beyond that is actually getting people to select stuff that they're likely to archive.
That's right. Users will still need to do the labor of gathering and designating the stuff that they want to save on their own.
That's a difficult balance to strike between some tools that automate this and others that require user intervention to actually save the content. How do you actually get motivated to say, oh, I'm going to go through my Facebook and flag the stuff that I really care for? I would say that's our biggest challenge right now.
But, you know, what if that process could be part of the fun for people? You know, remember scrapbooking? The same kind of people who like to gather and present their memories tend to be the same kind of folks who enjoy the process of collecting, decorating, putting it in order and all of that.
One of the areas we're looking into is trying to bring that sense of fun of scrapbooking. And because I believe there's value in that curation process and it can be entertaining. But right now, for many people, it's seen as a pain. So it's something that they put in, some part of their brain, and they think that, you know, sometimes I should probably do this sometime. And I think there's a researcher named Kathy Marshall who had this expression of benign neglect. So it's part of your brain, and you know you should take care of it, but you never do. And every time you actually go and try to do it, it's not a very pleasant experience. And so I think the biggest challenge for our service and similar services is trying to make that collection process, that curation process, a satisfying process for people, something that they get something out of and not just wait for the payoff of years down the road being able to look at all this great content.
The team's designer, Anna, had this exact idea, Ziad says, about creating visual narratives around our digital memories and what the usability of those could look like.
I'd love to have something where you'd be able to tell your own story that makes sense for you. Sometimes some of this scrapbooking or some of this narratives, they are built by several hands. So right now we've designed the service to be very private and very personal, but we've been getting a lot of requests from people who want to design these stories for others, for people they care about, whether it is for a grandparent's birthday or parents who do this for their kids. And so having a group of 2-3 people collaborating on collecting those memories and creating a fun narrative around is something that we're looking into as well.
Another big question is, how much interest have the platform holders actually demonstrated in the existence of something like this? Do they see it as something that could potentially augment their user experience, or are they being typically walled garden about it?
Right now, we're seeing very limited interest, even when we try to engage with them. There are some very simple things they could do around extending their APIs, and some of them they might be forced to due to changes in regulations. But I think right now the challenge for social networks or mobile apps is that they really want their users to stay in, you know, their walled gardens. And even if it isn't something that is in competition with what they're doing, is even if it's just that generally aren't too keen on helping companies do more with their users' content, we try to position ourselves as a private service. So we're helping people do more stuff with their own content. It's not taking away anything from Facebook or from WhatsApp or Instagram. We hope they won't see us as a nuisance.
I personally think this is a major new frontier for the future of online life, and I hope we'll see a lot of folks hoping to work in this arena. So are you excited about the future of online archiving now?
I think we've got to be, haven't we? Because otherwise, we're just creating all these memories. We're just going to lose them otherwise. You've got to be super organized to back up all your stuff in the first place, haven't you? You've got to be a certain slightly anal person to do that
yeah,
in
probably.
A rigorous way, and then to keep the hard drive somewhere. And, you know, I just think you're just not going to do that, and you're not going to have this sort of army of hard drives which you know where everything is.
Yeah, nobody's going to store stuff locally, and depending on the clouds of corporations, you know, even if we could assume in a perfect universe that, you know, what we have in our Google Cloud will never disappear, again, there's the question of how do we know what's worth remembering? How do we know which of our posts are just a meal from that day and which are, you know, important days? And sometimes you don't know until hindsight. So someone, I think, is going to solve this problem of organizing and curating the content of our internet presences. And I'm interested to see how it goes.
I think we're still at a stage where a lot of people are trying various things, but we see a lot of interesting products around these. Some of them are targeted towards a particular usage or a particular use case, but it's definitely a trend. There was a conference a few months ago called Personal Digital Archiving that we participated in, and I came back very enthusiastic because there are from academics to hackers to activists, there are all kinds of people are tackling this problem, and there's very much a feel of, you know, something that is emerging, and the solution ain't quite there yet, but someone will figure it out, that's for sure.
Someone will figure it out for sure. And that is all we have for Chips with Everything today. Thanks to Arnaud Bressier and Ziad Joachim for coming on. I've been your host, Lee Alexander, and I was joined by my producer, Ian Chambers, who does not have an online life but can see the appeal of this technology anyway. You can subscribe to Chips with Everything and all our other great Guardian shows on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. And please remember, if you like the show, we'd appreciate a rating and review. If you have a cool digital culture story for us, get in touch at guardianchips@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.